Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
This is the Sunbird Sports Show. You're listening to it on 790 ESPN Radio. I am your host, Paul Meadors, live here at the ESPN studios across from Bullard High School on Palm Avenue. If you want to listen to any shows that you missed in the past, you can go listen on Apple, YouTube. I know because I saw it last night. I was checking the episodes out on YouTube. They are all there. Spotify, any place that you listen to your podcast, you go back and listen to any episodes of the Sunbird Sports Show from year one last year or from year two this year. I love talking about Fresno Pacific University and the wonderful athletics programs that they have there on campus. We've hit cross country this year. We've hit water polo. And tonight, I'm excited to welcome members of the women's basketball team. They have their first scrimmage on the 30th of this month in Turlock, California against Stanislaus State. It's going to be a great season for the women's program. Always love catching up and talking with them. We have associate head coach Tina Reynolds is coming on, as well as three players, Leah Sewell and former San Joaquin Memorial teammates Alexa Perryman and Sienna Evans. I want to mention, too, that Leah played basketball at Clovis West High School. She is a senior. The San Joaquin Memorial young ladies are freshmen. I remember following them when I cover high school sports, so it's going to be great to hear them one-on-one. We do have a huge announcement that I am excited to share with you guys. Fresno State and Fresno Pacific are going to get together for a doubleheader on Monday, November 3rd at the Save Mart Center. It's going to be an exhibition for Fresno Pacific, but they're going to be real games. They're going to count for Fresno State. 5 o'clock, the women are going to be playing, followed by the men at 7:30. And we're going to broadcast both of those games right here on 790 ESPN. Scott Bemis is going to be providing the play-by-play, and I am going to be doing the color for both of the games. This is really, really exciting news to hear both of those games and give a little perspective from the Fresno Pacific side of things. So make sure you mark that on the calendar. We want you guys to be there at the Save Mart Center, but if you're not able to make it, be sure to listen on the radio. And heck, you could even watch the game, put your earpiece in, and listen to us on the radio as well. All right, like every show, if you're familiar with our format, we have some recaps to do, and there was a lot of action last week. With the exception of Sunday and yesterday, the Sunbirds have competed either at home or on the road every day since we were on the air last week. In men's soccer, they faced off in a non-conference matchup against Jessup as we went on the air last Wednesday, pulling out a 3-3 draw that saw goals from Brandon Lopez, Chris Mesa, and Zion Vaughn. Saturday, they traveled up to Atherton to take on Menlo College. Despite goals from Chris Macias and Zion Vaughn, you're going to hear his name a lot this season, the Birds fell 4-2. Monday, though, they headed up north again to San Rafael and cruised past Dominican 3-1 with goals from Brian Lopez, Braden Garcia, and yes, of course, Zion Vaughn again. The Clovis North native Brandon Lopez's efforts in the Jessup match netted him Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week honors. In women's soccer, they followed the men's schedule and saw another pair of draws. In Atherton, the Birds drew 0-0 with the Oaks, and in San Rafael, the Birds fought hard with freshman Bailey Roberson finding the back of the net early, but a later Penguin goal left the match at a 1-1 draw. Cross country, they went up to Santa Clara to race at the Bronco Invitational, hosted by Santa Clara at Baylands Regional Park. The Birds put in some great work from the team, led by a PR by local Clovis alum Jocelyn Arana in the 6K at the women's side, and a season's best by Menachi alum Monte Moore in the 8K on the men's side. Men's water polo hosted Biola on Friday and Concordia University Irvine on Saturday at Sunnyside High School for WWPA play. Friday night's contest was a close one, But the Birds lost to the Eagles 8-6, despite senior Forrest Gray scoring four of those goals. Saturday, the Birds fell 16-10 to the Golden Eagles, where Gray repeated his four-goal performance from the previous day. Volleyball continued their unbeaten streak down in L.A., first taking care of business at Azusa Pacific on Thursday, winning in straight sets and hitting a whopping 37% against the Cougars. The next day, they headed down to Costa Mesa to face Vanguard. After dropping the first set 25-16, the Birds dialed in and won three straight, 25-22, 25-21, and 25-20. Senior Cambria Waits totaled five aces against the Cougars and two against the Lions, as well as three blocks in both matches, making her the women's Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week. The Sunbirds checked in at 15th in the nation last Monday in the AVCA poll, moving up four spots from number 19. The Birds just started their match against Menlo and Atherton just a few minutes ago. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to bring on Coach Tino, Aaliyah Sewell, Alexa Perryman, and Sienna Evans. You're listening to it all on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Absolutely right. This is the Sunbird Sports Show, and you're listening to it on 790 ESPN. I am your host, Paul Metters. And if you didn't notice, it is basketball season. Officially basketball season. Last night, a couple NBA games. But the college ranks are going to start up here before you know it. And we have the women's basketball program in the house here at the ESPN studios. We got assistant head coach Tino Reynolds. Got Aaliyah Sewell. And former, I guess I could say former, right? San Joaquin Memorial teammates. You guys are, we're still San Joaquin Memorial teammates. We got Alexa Perryman and Sienna Evans here in the house. First of all, it's hot in here a little bit, so excuse that. But how are you guys doing so far tonight?
Great. Just really happy to be here and talk to you again along with new teammates. Yeah.
And this is what we thought, I for sure your second time, Aaliyah, but maybe your third. So we're just going to split the difference and say 2.5. Yeah. All right, 2.5 times. Okay. All right, so I want to, we're going to get into a lot of fun stuff. We're going to, you guys are going to be on for both segments. We're going to talk about the season, what that looks like. Tino's going to talk about each of the young ladies here, what they bring to the program. We're going to talk about your recruitment in the second segment and your time playing basketball in the Central Valley as well. But I want to talk, you guys are sporting your Go Birds gear, right?
Yes.
Tino has his hat on as well as Sunbird's hat. But what's like your favorite thing, piece of apparel that you guys have so far for Fresno Pacific?
That's a good question.
I feel like this shirt for me personally is my favorite. The Go Birds goes, it refers to our assistant coach, Coach Jim, who's from Philly. So yeah, that's kind of what.
And it's long sleeve.
Yes.
And it's what, gray? It's or was gray. Call that gray.
Yep. And a huge Sunbirds logo to replace the,
There's no apostrophe on birds. When I write birds, because it's supposed to be short for Sunbirds.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Maybe you can draw an apostrophe on that. All right. So, Sienna and Alexa, what's your favorite piece of gear you guys have so far?
Mine is probably our navy blue Adidas slides. They're Ooh. Very comfy. Nice. Yeah. After an ice bath, I put them on. They're really nice. I love them.
I love it.
I think mine's probably also the same one Aaliyah said. It's our shirts that we have on right now, the Go Birds gray long sleeve. I love long sleeve shirts, so yeah.
I do too. And October usually signifies, it's a little hot at the beginning of October. Definitely. But October usually means, okay, you can graduate to the long sleeves, and you get to the thin jackets, and you get to the heavier jackets. Tino, I was curious, and we talked about this off air a little bit, like you guys don't give out socks anymore, but there's some special rule with socks.
It's, you know, the logo thing with NCAA of, can't have multiple logos on the socks and all that. So, like, can't have two Adidas logos. So, then trying to find, like, the specific one, they finally came out with one or two. And then, you know, we like with our players what's comfortable, what they like to wear. So, you know, we don't really have a specific one for them, but they all kind of find the ones they like throughout the year.
The same with shoes? Is that the same deal? Like, what's off limits with shoes?
So, you know, we're working through that right now with some Adidas shoes. And, you know, a lot of our players wear Nike or wear a different brand. We had a player last year that wore Under Armour. So we're getting back into the, you know, finding some good Adidas shoes for them. And, you know, what kind of works out and what, you know, feels good for them and all those things. So we have some Hardens we got in this year. Or no, Edwards. Edwards. So we're trying to find a couple more options that fit for every player. Because, you know, long are the days where, you know, I remember when I was playing, it was like, this is the shoe for everyone on the team. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the thing anymore. So we try to find different, what feels good for everybody. You know?
I remember when the pumps first came out. Reebok pumps. Uh-huh. Go back, and that a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember what D. Brown with the dunk contest, pumping them up, and and getting that left-handed dunk. So that was the big deal when I was in high school. Like, I think the Carruthers boys basketball team came out, and Adidas pumps were like, look at these rich little suckers. Even though I was from Emmanuel, right? Like, look at Carruthers.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But anyway, all right. What did your day consist of so far? Did you guys run practice today and take some classes? And what, Aaliyah, let's start with you. Like, what was the rundown of your day today?
Today, well, now that I'm a grad student, I have a bit more time in my schedule. So sleeping in was the start of it. And then lighting a good candle because it was raining today, and then putting on a nice movie, getting ready to be here, doing some homework and things of that nature.
So no practice?
No practice today. We had an optional workout.
We have a kind of interesting schedule this year. So Monday nights is 8 to 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Tuesday we are 1 to 3. And then Wednesday we're 6 to 8. And then Thursday we are 1 to 3, and then 12 to 2 on Friday. So we kind of have this yo-yo effect this year. So me and Tim have talked a lot about how do we handle that, manage that with the late night, early afternoon. So Wednesday, you know, obviously being on the show today, we'll have like optional workout back at school for today. But, you know, it's kind of trying to find that balancing act of what works for them, you know.
Grad student sleeping in. That's a big deal, man. Yes. You earned it. You can sleep in. Yes. All right, Alexa, what about you? What was your schedule like today?
Today was my long day. Well, would have been my long day if we had practice, but I have all my classes Monday to Wednesday, so went to all those. Pretty long day. We had chapel today, which is a good experience, you know, fulfilling. So that was great. And then just did homework. In my little short breaks in between, got lunch, got food, and then got ready to get.
Are you able to stay ahead of homework right now? Like, that's a big deal, right? You got to stay ahead of that stuff.
Yeah, I think for me it's pretty easy to stay ahead of homework. I like having my classes only 2 days a week, so that it gives me the rest of the week to not procrastinate and actually get it done. So I stay on top of my schoolwork for the most part.
Good for you. Good answer. Very good answer. And Sienna, what was your day like?
Today I had two classes. And then in between those two classes, I had chapel, so I went with Alexa as well. And then we had lunch, so we ate lunch. That was pretty good. And then after my classes, did some laundry, did homework, studied for a test I have tomorrow, and just chilled.
So and chilled.
Pretty good day.
Anticipating coming on the radio too, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Another good answer. Are you guys full board with practice right now? Is everything pretty much settled in with practice, like, boom, we're hitting hard.
Yeah, so
right
we're
now.
In our we're in our official season window now. So that opened up last week.
Yes,
last week. Yeah, man. Times. When's our next game? Me and Tim always say, "When's our next game?" So yeah, we're full bore now, back into it. Obviously, with the game coming up next week. But yeah, 2 hours a day, hitting it every day, and you know that change from the, you know, shorter hours to the full hours is always a change, both for us as coaches, but for the players as well, like the physicality and. Wear and tear on the body and trying to stay ahead, like you said, academically. So,
all right, so let's get into the roster and a few expectations for this season. So a lot of turnover, right? What how many graduated from last
nine
year?
Nine last year.
So you had a lot of roster spots to fill. How you feel the roster is put together this year, and how excited are you for the season?
Tim and I talk probably every day about not getting caught up in comparing this team to last year's team. There's a lot of continuity last year. And that had some upside to it, had some downside as well. You know, we wanted to change some things. We wanted to honor that group. And it's kind of hard when you have a senior-heavy group to make big changes. So we were really excited with this group of bringing them along with the changes we wanted to make. And I think it gave Tim and I a lot of energy and excitement for this year and what it could be. There'll definitely be some challenges and, you know, the freshman year, and even when you have newcomers that are JUCO transfers, like, take some time to get used to everything, you know, and what we want to do, what we expect out of them, and the games. And, you know, I was just talking to Sienna and Alexa about, they haven't played a basketball game since they graduated high school. You know, it's a long stretch for them before they play again. And we're looking forward to it, though. There's, you know, we were really happy about who we brought in and who we have returning, and the opportunity for them is going to be really fun.
If you could point to a strength that you guys think this team will have, like what can you point to?
Ooh, good question. I think the biggest thing right now is the how talented they are. We try to play off script. So, you know, every team wants to run their sets and run their actions. We call them actions more than anything else. Is they letting them play off script, letting them paint, letting them have some creativity. And this group's really caught on to, we call it space and play. And they make really good decisions. I think it's one of our most talented passing teams. And they move the ball really well. Ball's flying. So that right now they've caught up with really, really fast. And the defensive end is getting there too. I think that was the strength of our team last year. And again, not the comparison thing we want to do is this group is getting there. Not there yet, but it's going to be a fun little challenge for them on that side.
It's probably going to take a while to figure out the different pieces to the larger puzzle, definitely, right? Especially with a lot of newcomers this year. I have a question for the young ladies. What you guys have had your bonding experiences, right? Did you go on some retreats? What did that look like before the season?
Yes, so right between a couple of weeks after we started school, we went on a team retreat. That's usually when we do activities together to bond off the court, obviously, and then have downtime to get to know each other on a personal level. So probably one of the biggest bonding moments is kind of like hearing each other's story, to get to know each other even off the court as to why, and kind of pick each other's brain as to why they play the way they do or go about things the way they do. So that was really good.
You don't pick up a basketball, do you? No basketballs allowed, or is there a little bit? What's that look
like? chatting of basketball, but no basketball.
But no basketball. Yeah. Leave them at home. No. Yes. Leave them at home. Yes. Alexa, what were some cool moments that you found out with some of your teammates? What were some fun things that you did at the retreat?
Again, how she said, just that activity that we did of learning about each other's stories and how far they came and what it took for them to get there. It was a very like great experience for us to be able to understand each other in a way. That was great. It was also fun too. It wasn't all serious. We had we played a lot of games, did a lot of puzzles. We played Murder in the Dark, which is like the funnest thing ever. So yeah,
it's a real thing for our team.
It's a tradition. It's a tradition.
What? How about the competitive spirit? Does that come out in different ways?
Oh, definitely in Murder in the Dark. You
find out who you don't want to mess with?
Yes.
Very much.
Yeah. Sienna, what were some of your favorite moments?
Kintsugi?
Kintsugi, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. It's like we have certain bowls that we choose, and it kind of describes us or is a replication of us in a way. And then we break them, and then we glue them back together, and we paint them with gold on where it was cracked, and we like describe ourselves with that bowl. And it was really cool just figuring out ways how a bowl represents us as a person, and that was really fun. It was a really good activity that I enjoyed.
I'm very familiar with that. That is a cool concept. Yes. So what were some of the words that maybe described some of you guys?
One of the main ones was for us saying how things aren't going to be the way they were before, so nothing's ever going to be perfect, and you grow through what you go through. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
that's great. Coach, I want to ask you about each one of these young ladies.
Awesome.
Obviously we have two freshmen, and we have Lias, who I've got to watch at Clovis West for all those years as well. But just talk some basketball wise but also program wise and what you love about them.
I don't want to get emotional here. I'll pull at Tim. I can't
that's
do that.
Tim's
that's Tim's job.
I
used to joke with Aaliyah, I think it was her sophomore year. I was like, man, we weren't as close yet. She knew Tim more obviously than I did. He kind of recruited her. I wasn't involved in it as much. And I was like, we're going to become tight. And I just kept telling her that. And then to think now where we're at, and you know, not to make this about me, but
No, you're right.
I should. She's such a pillar of everything I think Tim and I want the program to be about. Every time that she gets to speak to high school players, I get chills because her experience and what she's gone through and where she's at now is incredible. I'm so proud of her. She's such a pillar of our program. I think she's really took a leadership role this year. I even told her yesterday at practice, her voice has been incredible. She's talking, confident. I think the players look up to her. I mean, I'm just incredibly proud of who she's become. You know, as a basketball player is great, but as a person, like, I know when she leaves here, wherever she's at, she's going to be great. And I think that brings me the most joy personally. So yeah. Anything else I'm missing there? No. Okay, sorry. No.
Well, does she still have that corner three jumper?
You know, I mean, that's a big part of what I'm going to say this on radio so everyone hears it. You know, I think it's easy to get pigeonholed as a shooter, but Aaliyah's really improved as both a passer, a rebounder, and a defender, and as a voice for us. You know, the three-point shot, I always tell her, I was like, you got to hunt that. That's who you are. Her improvement in the other areas is what's been so awesome to see as a coach, you know. I can't help her with the three stuff as much, you know, so that she's got to sort on her own. But she's really took to other areas of the court that have been great.
That's great. And yeah. Alexa, freshman okay. from so Memorial, I gotta, your old stomping grounds.
I was going to say, I got to be a part of this too. So Memorial alums, I got a lot of opportunities to watch them, obviously. I always like to go back to where I was at, played and coached and everything. So, you know, Alexa was someone me and Tim always talked about. Like, she's the kind of player you recruit that'll help you win games. I told her this when we recruited her, is that she does things that not every player can do. And a lot of those are just winning moments. I remember we were on a bus watching the playoff game against Folsom, and she gets a steal. My phone's buffering, and I'm like, that's Alexa. Like, that's who she is. And it showed up in practice, too. She's really calm. I think the team really trusts her, which is crazy as a freshman to have that trust from everybody. I was, like, talking to Aaliyah about her and Ange, and she's just really calm, and I think that's my favorite thing about her. She just makes me feel calm as a coach, which is nice. And to have that as a freshman, it makes me excited to think what that's going to look like for her in 4 years. She's a real general out there, so it's been really fun to have her. Everything we expected and some. She's been incredible, so be excited to see her play a game.
Awesome. And then Sienna, what is she going to bring to the program this year?
Oh, man. So Sienna's the fun one for us, where I always tell a couple of players we recruit, I'm like, why are you here? Like, you should have been recruited a lot more, and I think people are going to be really surprised about what Sienna can do. I mean, we aren't going to be, but she's, as a freshman, I think already solidified herself as a real natural scorer at all three levels, which at our level is really hard to do, you know, and it doesn't come with some ups and downs for both of them in learning, you know, different level, different competition, speed, physicality, but her physicality is really shown in practice already. Again, as a freshman, pretty unique. You know, a lot of times freshmen get beat up and have to figure it out. I think she's been kind of beating other people up in practice. So I think she's really solidified herself as just someone on our team that can score. And really underrated part about her game too, she's an excellent passer. I was just breaking down film today, and she was going left and stopped and threw a cross-court skip pass to a shooter. It was incredible. So I'm excited for her this year.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, Aaliyah. So senior year, you mentioned you're a grad student.
Senior, yes. Or
right, what do we call it?
I mean, super senior.
I think officially, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you got your degree in what already?
I have my my bachelor's in finance.
Okay.
And then I'm getting my master's in business administration, so my MBA.
How long is that going to take you?
So I'm doing a fast track. Yes, so I will be done in the spring of 2026.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Goals for this year, some individual goals or team goals.
Yeah.
You want to leave everything on the court, right?
Yes.
To steal a common phrase.
Definitely.
In basketball.
Yeah.
But like going into this year, what are some of your thoughts and feelings and taking on this leadership role?
Yeah. I feel like, just like you said, I feel like sucking as much as I can out of my last year of like basketball in general was obviously a primary goal of mine. Taking on the leadership role, being there for people who are going to be here for 4 years, 3 years, 2 years after I'm graduated, like making sure that I leave them with something that they can carry on for the years to come. And we talk about this all the time, like leaving a legacy behind and what that legacy is for me as an individual. And then also, of course, on the court, I feel like everybody knows that I'm a shooter, but like trying to expand that to other things is a huge goal on the court. And then off the court in the classroom, continuing to have a 4.0, that's my goal.
Yeah,
so continuing that. And then also networking. I feel like networking is really huge, especially in my program at Fresno Pacific. I'm networking with businesses locally in Fresno, and then seeing how I can network through basketball too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that is such a theme, and I say this every couple of episodes, preparing for life. And that's Fresno Pacific University just does a fantastic job with that. They produce such fantastic young men and women going out into the workforce as well. All right, Alexa and Sienna, don't want to forget about you guys. Have there been any moments so far? Again, you guys have not even played a scrimmage yet. You're beating each other up apparently in practices.
Yeah.
Has there been like one moment that maybe you're like, oh yeah, this is college basketball. Maybe it's even a little bit harder than I thought. I know you guys played at a high level, played tons of AAU, but is there something that's popped into your mind about the college level basketball yet?
It's definitely a higher level of intensity. So that was very different to get used to. And especially having to take care of my body more. I didn't take care of my body that much during high school because I got hurt a lot too. So definitely prioritizing that has been a big change, and I'm still getting used to it, but that's probably the biggest thing.
And how about fighting through a screen? When you have to fight through that first screen or box somebody out at the college level?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about that? Like, what's that going to look like?
Yeah, definitely worked on getting stronger this year and this summer. So hopefully that will show during games. But yeah, I just need to stay physical with other players. But I think, well, I don't know how I'll do, but I'm going to be positive.
You're going to be great. Good way to look at it. Alexa, what about for you? What's been something that's opened up your eyes?
I feel like nothing specifically too much has opened up my eyes. I think since day one, it's just been like, okay, like this is way more professional than high school. Obviously it's college, but I think it was a big eye-opener how into it the coaches are. For one, my experience with high school with coaches was a bit shaky, so coming here it was really it was just fascinating how much they care and how much they put into it for all of us and how much we're expected to do the same thing back. Like she said, the taking care of your body, that's a really big part. We started our 20 hours, 20, yeah, yeah, we, yeah 20, 20, hours 20 hours a week,
hours.
We were practicing. So that was a big challenge for me, given how intense our practices are. So yeah, it's just a big, like everything in general, it's just you really have to stay on top of things and prioritize the things that are important to be successful.
Absolutely. And it's clearly evident the coaches, you know, put everything they have into the students first. So we're going to take a break and we're going to hear more about your stories, how you guys arrived to FPU, and some more fun stuff as the Sunbird Sports Show continues on 790 ESPN.
And now, the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome to the second segment of the Sunbird Sports Show. We had a really good first segment with members of the women's basketball team at FPU. We got associate head coach Tina Reynolds, Aaliyah Sewell, Alexa Perryman, and Sierra Evans, both from San Joaquin Memorial. And we got Clovis West. Mm-hmm. And Tina, we're talking about your days at San Joaquin Memorial as well. And whenever, right, we're getting to an age where we got to take care of ourselves. If we're doing drills with our players, we can't come home to an injury. That's like the worst phone call you can make to your wife. Like, I just popped my Achilles. So we got to take care of ourselves as well.
Yes. Especially now that I have a 1-year-old running around the house. I'm like, I can't. My wife, she'll kill me if I do that. So I can't.
I'm curious about how each of these players here at the studio arrived at Fresno Pacific. And Aaliyah, you have your story. The Memorial girls have their own as well. So Aaliyah, just kind of refresh us how you got to Fresno Pacific and just how much you love the university.
Yes. So I first committed to Cal State Bakersfield, for 2 years. And I definitely learned a lot. I wouldn't change my story for a thing. I learned a lot playing at a higher level for sure. I learned a lot as an adult in college my first 2 years. Being an adult, and then transferring to Fresno Pacific, I feel like also was a turning point for me, kind of finding myself more off the court, not just Aaliyah the basketball player, but Aaliyah the human was my biggest thing at FPU, and I feel like that's why I love it so much here. And then having a support system outside of just my family to come to and like practice or studies halls or like any of that type of stuff, like with classmates and things like that. So I just feel like having a place to call home besides just my own personal one is why I love it so much. And I've created so many connections with professors and teammates that I, and coaches, of course, that I want to carry on after I graduate. So,
yeah. Awesome. And your story's not yet finished.
Yes, nope. Exactly.
Yes, awesome. Can't wait for your senior year. Alexa, let's ask you first about how you arrived at Fresno Pacific. What was the recruiting like? Like, who started to talk to you and what the decision was like to come there?
So for recruiting, it was always kind of difficult for me being a 5'2 point mm-hmm. guard. I played AU basketball almost all my life. Played for Paul George Elite, Team NorCal in high school. And my dad's small team, but we didn't really go anywhere, like, too big or exposing. But anyway, so yeah, coaches would come to games, not really for me, but a lot of times, like, I would hear, like, they'd be surprised with how I played, but still wasn't quite sure about, since I'm, like, so small. so, yeah, I felt like, during my high school and during recruiting, I always felt kind of like I was behind, given that the people around me already had offers. Schools were talking to them, like, here and there, and was getting, like, small, like, camp invites, like, mass camp invites from random schools that weren't serious about me. So
nothing individual.
No, that's nothing. What you're saying, nothing individual. Blanket, yeah. My junior year is probably when it got individual, but it was the, like, D3 NAIA schools that really, like, couldn't offer me, and they were out of state, so it would have been very difficult for me. My junior year during AU, that was also pretty tough because I was on Team NorCal at the time. All my teammates were getting literally all my teammates were getting looked at by, like, big schools and, like, D2 schools, whatever. So, again, was being overlooked. There was a couple times where they would talk to my coach about me, but still was just not 100 with me. So it got discouraging, I would say. I eventually found myself just trusting in God and what He had planned for me because I knew it would have worked out. My senior year of high school during season is finally when Coach Tim reached out and came to watch a game. And that's kind of how it all started, you know, him being so real with me and committed to me before I even committed was just showed me how much, like, I was meant to go there. Like, it was just, like, right there. It was plain blank. Like, that was the best option for me. And so I trusted it and came, and I love it here.
And here
so,
you are.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think we're going to start labeling in our program short guard you is what I keep telling Tim, because we always have one or two small guards that are just feisty. And yeah, Alexa really fits, like, I think not just basketball wise, but personality, like who she is as a human in our program. You know, obviously the Dream Chasers Only is what we always talk about. And she's already crushing that. And you just, again, as freshmen, you don't always see that early on. It's really cool to see.
And I find out that the shortest players or the ones that are overlooked or 100%. You feel disrespected are dangerous.
Doesn't scare us. Doesn't scare us one
Not
bit.
Oh, they're the ones that play with a chip on
come
their shoulder.
Watch, come watch her play and you'll know right away why.
I can't wait. Sienna, your journey to Fresno Pacific.
Yes. I think my recruitment definitely spiked during my junior year. And starting with FPU, I remember Tino gave me the first call mm-hmm. starting our recruitment process, and he called me. And I actually didn't really know that much about FPU. I didn't even know anything about the program that much. But I kind of was like, okay, this would be nice.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to obviously see more options. But as the time came on more and more, I started seeing how much Tino and Tim cared for me, cared for their program as well, and just seeing their recruitment process, it really kept, like, an eye on them the whole entire time. And when I was getting closer to my recruitment, it was honestly, it was an easy choice after I did my official visits with my other colleges, and I just knew that FPU was for me. especially since it's local too, and just the culture and the community, I knew that it would just, it would set my future up easily. And
the vibes were good.
Yeah, very good vibes.
The vibes were good. When did each of you tell each other that, yep, I'm going. Yeah, I think I want to go too. Okay, let's go. Is that how it went, or did it, was
no,
is the story
it
different?
Was,
tell me about it.
This is a funny story.
I started, when did I commit? September of last year? I think I committed September of last year. And then it was December. We played against Central. You can tell this. You
okay.
can tell it, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, so we played against Central at a small tournament senior in December.
Uber.
Yeah, Hoover.
Very formal.
They, yeah, anyways, they, the coaches had never reached out to me. I knew that Sienna committed. That was my, actually one of my first times hearing about the school as well. So I guess Coach Tim had came and watched the game, and it was a pretty rough game, you know. SJM and Central go way back with our intensity in our playoff games. But anyway, so, you know, it was a tough game for us, and there was a moment where me and Sienna connected on something after a play and a misunderstanding, and he liked the way that we figured it out and was like, okay, next play, we got this, and supported each other and motivated each other, so... Yeah, right. I would say right after that, that's kind of when he started talking to me, and then that's when I committed the end of my season.
It was after the Clovis North game when you said that you got an offer.
Yeah. I got offered after, in December as well. Yeah, so it was right after that. Right. Yeah.
I was really excited.
Well,
I was really excited.
So this is the complex side of recruiting, right? Like, obviously, we had talked to Sienna first, and then me and Tim both had talked about. We try to tell these players all the time, right, that we recruit. It's not like we went to a game or like, oh, man, she's good. It's like we know who she was. But you kind of have to navigate what's their relationship. We were committed to Sienna first and had recruited her first. And then thankfully they like each other, because bringing in two players from the same school and they're not friends and they don't see it eye to eye is not a good idea for recruiting. So luckily – they get along and are friends, so that helps us a lot.
And roommates.
Awesome. And where else locally can you get players from San Joaquin Memorial and Clovis West and Buchanan to play on the same court together? Imagine that.
Come to FPU.
Huh?
That's what we do.
Lord works in mysterious ways. All right, we got a couple minutes, and we're going to bring on Zach with some questions for you guys and then some things to come from Fresno Pacific University. I got to talk about the scrimmage. Next time when you guys come on, we'll talk about your favorite ball players and all that stuff.
Time is
just flying by today. But big exhibition, I should say, on November 3rd, the women's team is going to play Fresno State at 5 o'clock, followed by the men's game. We're going to have it on 790 ESPN. So, Coach, what are some expectations? I know you got a scrimmage right before that.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some expectations for you guys in that one?
You know, it's just about the growth before we get to opening weekend, right? Like, we try to tell our players these three games are important, but it's more about what we need to see out of our team. Is, you know, you start to get into the season, you're like scouting, what do they do? It's like, this is more about these first couple of games, about what we need to work on and get better at. Because the goal is to play really well in March, right? February, March, when you want to play your best basketball. So, you know, we were joking with our team. We don't have everything in. We don't have, you know, we're not at the end of the, you know, the line at this point. We're at the beginning. So, you know, we're in a good spot, and we just want to see some growth through these games. And, you know, it's going to be some ups and downs, and we have a really new team, and they're going to have to link up together and sync up. And, you know, these three games that we have before opening weekend are going to be really good challenges, so I'm looking forward to it for him.
Yeah, we are too. And when in doubt, Leah, get us a bucket.
100%.
Right? Yes, I got it, because I have two people sitting right next to me that will pass.
All right.
Spoken
like a true leader. Love it. All right, we're going to throw it to Zach right now, who's next to Jorge, who's producing the show. He's got some questions for the four of you, and then he has some things to come at Fresno Pacific University. So, Zach, take it away.
Hey, guys. So we do have a couple questions, and the first question we have is for Coach Tino. Dream chasers only, what does that mean to you?
Ooh, great question. You know, when I first came here, this was Tim's motto for the program, and, you know, over the years, like most mottos, I feel like, they kind of take on their own identity, whether it be like, man, what does that mean? Or is like people like, that's kind of corny or whatever. And, you know, different people have different views on it. I remember when I was first here, I was like, I don't know what this means. And now I just understand what it's like to kind of live it. And I think that's really what it embodies, is that, you know, we're trying to get better every day as a coaching staff. They're trying to get better every day, both as basketball players and people. And, you know, if you're not chasing the dream of what you want to be, then what are you doing? You know, and I think it's really created our culture. It's really influenced the kind of people we have and who we want to have in our program. And, you know, I feel proud wearing that shirt. You know, when I was first here, I'm like, what is this? Now it's, I hope our players feel that way too, that they're proud of what that means.
Alexa, what does it mean to be able to share your collegiate basketball journey with a high school teammate? And do you think it helps with the adjustment into the Sunbird program?
So I actually find it a lot easier that I have Sienna with me. We grew very close near the end of our high school careers, and finding out that we were going to be able to play with each other the next four or five years was amazing. We definitely have chemistry together, obviously, and our connection's very great, and I feel like just by us having that, it impacts the team in a way, and that we can kind of like it can grow onto the others in a good way, and that we understand each other. So if things are going wrong, or maybe one of us is having like a bad day or bad practice or whatever the case may be, we can be there for each other. And given that we're roommates too, it makes it a lot easier for that as well.
Love it. Thank you. Aaliyah, grad student, you must have many memories over your time at FPU. What's one that sticks out to you the most?
Oh my gosh. That's probably the hardest question ever because I have so many. Let me think. I think the late night boba runs and Dutch runs have always been my favorite part of like who wants to get a sweet treat after we're done studying for hours. And also our Sunday scaries. I feel like that has been a tradition for us to like bond with each other before we start a new week every week. And so definitely every Sunday scaries has always been one for the books.
Love the Sunday scaries. Thank you. Sienna, playing at the next level while remaining in Fresno is a big decision. So what led to that, and how special is it for you to play here?
I'm a very big family person, and I have a lot of my family in Fresno on my mom's side. And my grandma, my dad's mom, just moved to Fresno as well. So that's also, it's very special. But I really enjoy in the fact that my parents and family members are able to go to my games, especially locally. And I think there's like 39 people coming to the Fresno State game front row with my family, so it will be very fun and supportive, and I love it so much, and I loved them like supporting me.
So, yeah. Ooh, thank you so much, guys. So what's next for the Sunbirds? As mentioned, volleyball is facing off against Menlo on the road right now in their conference matchup with the Oaks. They will once again play as we go on the air next Wednesday at home against Dominican at 6 p.m. Men and women's soccer both head up to Jessup on Friday for their conference matchup against the Warriors, and the programs will also play some late-season non-conference testers. The men will travel to Cal State Dominguez Hills on Monday, and the women will host UC Santa Cruz on Wednesday at 3 p.m. On Friday, while soccer travels to Rocklin, the men and women's swim team will travel far closer to Fresno State for a tri-meet with the Bulldogs and the Pioneers of Cal State East Bay beginning at 6 p.m. Men's water polo will also travel on Friday, beginning play in the Julian Fraser Memorial Tournament hosted by Santa Clara. They will play a slew of opponents, Bucknell that day, Cal Baptist, and Loyola Marymount on Saturday, and closing out against University of the Pacific in a rare Sunday contest. Finally, the Sunbirds will see their first PacWest Conference Championship contest of the season as the men and women's cross-country team fly out to Oahu. They will race Saturday in Honolulu with host Hawaii Pacific setting out the course at the Hawaii Country Club, with the women racing at 8 a.m. and the men at 8:45 a.m. Back to you, Paul.
All right, great stuff there. Well, how do you guys feel like your first time on the radio? Was this your first time on the radio? Are you guys second time on the radio? You guys did awesome. Aaliyah, you are a professional. I'm going to bump you up to your third time. We'll just go ahead and round up your third time. And Tino, thanks for coming
in and talking
about the program. Fantastic. I'm very excited about your season this year. Hopefully we'll be able to broadcast a few games and get the word out about the wonderful things that are happening at Fresno Pacific, including the women's basketball program. So that is a wrap for this episode. Thanks again to Coach Tino, to Aaliyah Sewell, to Sienna Evans, Alexa Perryman, and for Jorge Rodriguez for doing a great job producing the show. Have a great rest of the week, everybody, and go Birds.
You're listening to the home of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.